Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. To the ends of the earth, our message. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 4 and 5. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. I don't know what to say. I'm afraid I won't say it well enough or won't say the right thing. I get so nervous when people ask me. Do you ever feel like that or find yourself saying these things? While you work with small children, your work is significant and impactful. It carries a lot of responsibility for a child's learning, for their social and emotional development, and especially for their spiritual growth. However, you don't just care for the children. To be as effective as possible, you realize that a strong partnership and relationship with the family is vital. And as you work together with the parents and caregivers, difficult questions or situations can come up and you find yourself looking for the words to say. It may be a challenging behavior, a severely sick child or family member, or a death in the family. Sometimes parents will come to you with questions about matters of faith. You know that this is an opportunity to encourage the family with the comfort of the word, but you are searching for the best way to say it or are hesitant to respond. In our reading today, Paul was speaking to the people of the congregation in Corinth. This was a city and time where scholarly wisdom from eloquent speakers was highly regarded. While our impression of Paul may be that he was an impressive orator, he indicates the opposite. Can you imagine how nervous he may have been to address this audience with concern for the success of his preaching? But in the text today, Paul admits that he is not wise and persuasive, at least not by the standards that the Corinthians were used to. His words had an impact, and the church grew, but not because of Paul. It was the Holy Spirit's work in the people's hearts that made them see the wisdom of the world is foolishness, and true wisdom is in God. All the power, all the wisdom, all the impact was because of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Word. It wasn't Paul at all. I can almost hear him exhale. I can almost hear you exhale. You have a great responsibility for sure. You are possibly a child's first teacher outside their home. You have a privilege and an opportunity to share the powerful message of God's grace with the children and their families. It's not about you. It's not about your gift for speaking. It's about the Holy Spirit's power and work in the hearts of those with whom you share the gospel. Your weakness reminds you to lean on God, and your nervousness reflects how important this message is. But have confidence in the one for whom you speak. You know the message. It is God's message of love for sinners, forgiveness, and grace through Jesus. Pray for opportunities to share this message. Pray for humility and boldness that the Holy Spirit works in the hearts of those who hear. We pray. Lord, first I want to thank you for the privilege to share your message of grace with the children and families I serve. Please give me both humility and confidence to tell them about you, about your love, your forgiveness, your grace. Remind me to be confident in the Holy Spirit's work and the power of your word. In your name I pray. Amen. Something to consider. Last week, you may have made a list of people you would like to witness to. Sometimes our hesitancy is in not knowing what to say. This week, write down a few key thoughts and Bible verses that can help you in those conversations. You may also want to include people who can help when you don't have all the answers. Include a note that reminds you of the Holy Spirit's work in the hearts of people. It's not about you or me. It's all about Jesus. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.